720 WGN's Dane here, in for Ann DeVos until 4 o'clock. And with all of the chaos happening, in Washington, we are joined by, Ryan Burrow, Steve Bertrand. And, on the line with us, we also have, there he is, Senator Dick Durbin. Senator, welcome to WGN.
Yes, I wish I was calling you under different circumstances. We were in the middle of debate in the Senate chamber. It was a regular debate. And, one moment, they came in and took the vice president out of the chamber and then basically told us to stay in place, to be there and close the doors. They ended up locking the doors with all the senators in the chamber and the staff along the walls waiting to see what was going to happen next.
Senator, this is Steve Bertrand. You know, we talked 20 years ago. I don't know that you remember this, but it's reminiscent for me. On September 11th, when you were in lockdown somewhere in the Capitol grounds, and you and I were talking on the phone, and I told you that the Pentagon had been hit. And this is obviously a very different day, a very different situation, but I have that feeling like you guys are locked in there without a realization of what's going on outside.
Well, we only get bits and pieces of information. They've evacuated us to another location outside the Senate chamber, which we're not going to disclose. But virtually all the senators and major staffers are here. We're surrounded, I believe, safe with the security detail, but we're told that the Capitol building itself has been breached, and we don't know any details about that.
So you haven't, to this point, been able to see or hear any of these demonstrations or protesters actually entering into the building. You were kind of hustled off before that all happened.
We could see them out the window as we were leaving the Capitol building with marching into the building.
You know, they're parading. So, they're parading through Statuary Hall. I mean, it is just an amazing sight.
Yes, I'm afraid this president incited people to violence, and that's what we're seeing. You don't bring them. I was in the airport at O'Hare last night to take the plane out here, and we could pick out the folks headed for the demonstration. No masks, and they got on the plane. Most of them were quiet, and some were talking out loud about their own political beliefs. It was pretty clear they came here with a purpose. I don't know if it included this or not, but certainly this is the most outrageous thing I can recall happening as a member of the Congress or Senate.
And Senator, this all happening after the House, or I should say the Senate Majority Leader, gave a pretty impactful statement as far as where the direction of certification should go, saying that essentially we need to drop this process and move forward and unite as a country.
That's right. And I want to commend Senator McConnell for his statement. I thought it was very good. I may have disagreed with the point or two, which I will clarify later, but he certainly made that point very clearly.
Senator, the president has tweeted out within the past few minutes to the protesters, urging them to respect police, saying that the Capitol Police certainly are on the side of the United States. But 15 minutes before that, he tweeted out a tweet against his own vice president for not standing up to his efforts to overturn this election. I mean, how much is the president responsible for all of this?
He bears singular responsibility for the chaos of his administration and for the dangerous situation today. God forbid anyone is hurt or killed because of the words that he's been uttering in Twitters and otherwise. I can just tell you, he has incited this reaction. He is responsible for it. He called them to town for this purpose, and sadly, the crowd got out of control.
It's not clear, and maybe you can tell me this, these protesters, they marched up Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm assuming they did not at any point go through a security perimeter, and they kind of stormed into the Capitol building. There may well be armed protesters in the Capitol right now.
We were told that there are.
You were told that there are. You were told that there are armed people.
No, protesters.
Okay.
I don't know
okay.
if anyone was armed. I can't say that. I wouldn't. But we're told they've reached the barriers to get into the building. I don't know what kind of barriers have been constructed. They're usually just metal fences and easily broken down if enough people gather.
There is just some irony or sadness to the fact that the crowd breached the Capitol in an area where in just a few days President-elect Biden will take the oath. I mean, I've been privileged to stand on that four times. I know you've been there for inaugurations and other things, but just tell me about the symbolism of that.
I looked at the scaffolding and the construction for the inauguration, and I was hoping that something terrible would not happen to it today by these protesters. I hope that it is intact, and January 20th we can have a good day for America, and one really respects the flag and respects our Constitution.
So are you already starting to think what is the next step here? I mean, we're hoping that the proceedings continue today, if that's even possible, but I guess I'm kind of at a loss as to where things go now. Do you have any idea?
I can't imagine reconvening today to finish this business or to go on with the electoral count. And perhaps that was the whole motive of the president and the people who answered his call. That's all I can think.
There's people are throwing around political, mostly the word coup. What are your thoughts on that? Are we approaching if this happened in Venezuela, we'd be talking about an attempted coup.
Yes, we would. And I think we got to call it for what it is. This president incited these people, motivated them to come to this city and to demonstrate. And when you bring that crowd in with such emotion and such anger, you're inviting trouble. He did it. He did it knowingly. He did it because he couldn't accept the reality that he lost the election. And that's where we are at this moment. I think I'm going to have to sign off.
Listen, Senator, thank you very much for joining us, and stay safe and keep us updated.
Thank you.